Hello and welcome back to the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week we are taking on Snake Eyes, the G.I. Joe origin story, which I just happened to stumble upon on Amazon Video, but we'll get to that in a second. So if you've not heard of the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast, it is a micropod designed to save you time by giving you spoiler-free movie reviews in a very quick format so you can actually watch the movies and series that are worthwhile and skipping the ones that are not. So this week, as I said in the intro, it's Snake Eyes, the G.I. Joe origin story. It's on Prime Video as of right now. It's got a 201-minute runtime. That's with the long credits. Quick casting is Henry Golding as Snake Eyes and Samara Weaving as Scarlet. Those are the only two I'm going to put on there, and I'll talk about that more in a second. So without further ado, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's go. What's it about? Well, it's kind of in the name. It's a G.I. Joe origin story. In this one, this time, it's about Snake Eyes, one of the most fan-favored characters from the beloved toys, which I had and I enjoyed. Why to watch it? If you love the G.I. Joe character, this one may be the one for you. There are some parts of the training sequences that I thought were well done. It does get slightly better as the movie progresses, so you might want to stay with this one. Why to skip it? Basically everything else. Acting is poor, the fight scenes are predictable and boring, the script is extremely weak. In a world where everybody seems to carry a sword and knows how to use it extremely well, that happens over and over and over and over again. You know when it's bad when you repeatedly check to see how much time is left on the movie to get it over with. And this happened to me multiple times. Rating out of 10. This one gets a 2 out of 10 for me, and that's more positive than I probably even want to be. It is so far-fetched and boring a lot of the time. Somehow, this had 4.5 stars on the Amazon Prime rating system, and I really don't know why. If you know why, please let me know. So this is your 1 Minute Movie Review for Snake Eyes G.I. Joe origin story. You might want to save yourself some time and skip this one. It wasn't just bad, it was terrible. The only really good parts of it I would say go back on is the Henry Golding as Snake Eyes was pretty good. Samara Weaving, who I've seen a lot of things. I think she was in The Babysitters, which I enjoyed because it's so goofy and over the top. Yeah, not buying her as Scarlet. It just didn't work. But if it worked for you, you can send me that feedback at ommrpodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at ommrpodcast and Instagram and TikTok as well. Next up, we have a movie that I'm extremely excited to watch a review for you. It's Love and Monsters. This came out during COVID, I believe. I saw the trailer for it. I was super hyped up for it. And it just kind of fell by the wayside along with everything else in COVID and got forgot about. I don't think you should. You might want to go back and give this one a try. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you could spend it with me as we all carry swords to the kitchen to cut vegetables for supper, but then we end up running into a group of ninjas that attack us, and it's apparently a fight to the death, like everything in G.I. Joe Snake Eyes. What a terrible movie.